What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We mentioned this before the break. We finally heard from Brandon Hyde yesterday. And I remember when they fired him, Jeremy, I kind of thought that might have been an overreaction, kind of a choke move. But
something had to happen, right?
But Brandon has been very silent. Now, Joe.
Yes, sir.
He finally had something to say yesterday. And if anyone was kind of hoping that he would come out firing, it just didn't happen.
It didn't. We've had Hyde on this show a lot. We've heard him talk a lot. I'll just play it for you and see what you guys think.
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons behind it, but we just had a tough time winning games. You know, we had three really good years. You go back where we exceeded a ton of expectations for a couple years there in 23 and 24, 22 and 23. And in 24, I think we were the first team to 70 wins last year. And then had a ton of injuries late in the year. And then we got bounced out of the postseason, scored one run against the Royals in two games. That was disappointing. And then just had a tough start to the year this year, and they felt like they needed to make a change.
Okay. I guess I understand that, but this is a man that was American League Manager of the Year 2 years ago. Yeah, they had a terrible start. They had injuries. Everything went wrong. But, Jeremy, I'm not a big coach firer or manager firer. I don't think that it generally accomplishes what you think it's going to do.
No, and again, like they've statistically, if you want to talk about the record, they've been better under Mancini, but they've also been healthier under him. I mean, you get a Trevor Rogers back and he turns into the best pitcher in baseball. Who could have thunk that, right? Like, couldn't you have used that early on?
Is he a Cy Young candidate?
He can't win because I don't think he's going to get enough innings.
I know.
And again, like we were talking about him getting comeback player of the year, and then I started looking up the odds. Jacob DeGrom is an overall favorite to win comeback player of the year, but I'm looking at it going, did you guys, I mean, he's given up like two runs in a game. Like, he's been so freaking good unexpectedly and after an injury. I don't know how you don't even consider him, but it's got to be about innings or how much you've pitched. So I don't think he's going to be eligible for it, but it'd be nice to see if somebody just threw a couple of votes in there for him, because he definitely deserves some consideration.
He does. And getting back to Hyde, I really hope somebody else hires him, a more stable organization where he can win some games. Because the thing I always liked about him, Jeremy, from the first press conference, he squared his shoulders, he looked you in the eye, and he didn't evade anything. Yeah. And he did a lot of losing in those early years. But you know what? Every single day he stood up there and he didn't have an attitude. You know, he did the job. Granted, I tend to view things through a media lens, you know, how do you deal with me? And there are players to this day that I don't like because of the way they treated the media. Mike Mussina, yep. Right at the top of the list. But Hyde, I always admired that about him, and I don't think he deserved his fate. I really don't.
I don't either. Like, I think if you want to talk about some of the criticism, people would criticize how he used his bullpen, some of the lineups.
The matchups, he was a little too fixated on that.
But again, like, I'd rather have a guy that has a plan going in like that, that really buys into something, than someone's going to go, yeah, I'm just going to do this or that. Like, I wish more of the analytical guys would look at a guy and go, even though they say this isn't something, that hot streaks aren't real, cold streaks aren't real, even though when we look at the numbers, we go,
they're real.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
This happens.
Yeah.
But math will tell you that over a period of time, it works itself out. And If you were going to do the strictly lefty-righty matchup and do that all the time, but as we were just talking about, Kyle Tucker's a guy that hits lefties as good as righties. What about Kevin Gausman, who's reverse splits? Righties hit him harder. Yeah. So are you going to put a righty lineup out there? Are you going to do the traditional? So I think there's different ways to look at things. He definitely did not deserve to be fired with all that went on, especially if you think injuries were a big part of what went wrong at the beginning of the season. But somebody had to go at that point. It wasn't going to be the general manager. I thought it was going to be one of their seven hitting coaches, but instead they just kept that. So we'll have to see what it looks like next year.
Seven hitting coaches and one run in a playoff series. That's what you want. There's no question about that.
It's rough.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It is rough. It's early, but we're sure some of you might want to talk. We mentioned earlier the ticket prices and the timing of that. Wayne in Dundalk just called and wants to talk about that. Wayne, what's going on?
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey,
real quick. Hey, Bruce, I was thinking about you the other day, man. U2 song where the streets had their name came on, and I was like, man, I remember the days when the Ravens game, they would announce the defense, and Bruce would be introducing them, and so, and good to hear you, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, but one of the things real quick is that what kind of irritated me, I had a 13-game plan, is not just that they raised the prices. I'm cool with that if you want to raise it 3%, but they changed the plan.
Right.
So you're forcing me to buy 20 games now instead of 13.
Right.
I got a buddy in my head, 29, I go to 40. So not only does the price go up because he raised it, but you're forcing me to buy seven more games.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of irritated me.
Now they put that 10 game plan in there too, right? But as I understand it, nobody likes that thing, right?
Price of food. You don't get none of the perks out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, again,
thanks for the call, Wayne.
I know a lot of people, I can't tell people not to be upset over ticket prices, especially with the fact that they're coming off of a season like they had. I still believe, and I've argued with people all year long, that most of this season's issues were because of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even think, we were talking about it, Gunnar's power had been sapped a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think he's been dealing with a core injury. I don't think he ever got to 100%, and he's playing through it. You're seeing that he's still a good player, even without the power, but you'd like to see that come back because that's what makes him special.
Did you hear that sound on him earlier this week about his future?
Yeah.
I want to be someplace where I can win. Winning's important to me.
That should speak volumes in the front office.
It really, really should. I think that is a shot fired across their bow. But I think most of the Oriole executives know they can't sign him. Yeah. You know, you might be looking at $600 million here. Seriously.
Oh, I think you're starting there. You're starting at least with a five. I don't think there's anything less than that coming. And again, if he's going to wait until 2029, depending on how big, you know, this gets, how much better he gets, and if we see a couple of consistent years, yeah, I mean, you could be looking at Juan Soto type money to get a player like this.
Now, I mentioned this earlier. We were talking about Adley maybe hitting the market. Given those facts that you just listed, maybe the Orioles should dangle him. You got another shortstop. You got Holiday, who's a natural short. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to think outside the box this offseason, you know?
See, and then again, like something has to happen with the whole first base catcher position, because if you're going to, and it's one thing if you're going to DH one guy and the other one's going to be behind the plate and you rotate Adley and Basayo. There are a lot of people that think Basayo ends up at first base. If that's the case, what happens with Kobe Mayo? Do you dangle him as a trade chip? You know, because we haven't seen the bat really take off for him.
No.
And it sucks because we've seen this with a lot of the young guys that have come up with the Orioles, that they struggle immediately, and then most of them have figured it out. I mean, Colton Cowser's been a roller coaster ride because when he's good, he's really good. But when he's bad, he's really bad.
And hurt.
Yeah.
On top of that. Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. So now we're not going to do that. 410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to weigh in, Orioles are now they got the Dodgers
or Giants.
That's right, and then the Dodgers. But that's a star-studded lineup. That could be a reason for people to go to Camden Yards. You mentioned ticket prices a minute ago. That was the biggest adjustment for me when I retired. I never had to buy tickets for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I never had to figure out where I was going to park or any of that stuff. So we went to the playoff game 2 years ago, game two of that series with Texas, and I ended up spending $700. I got two seats, you know, for playoff prices and all that. They were pretty good seats, you know, but when the day was over, I spent that kind of money. And it really took me aback because I had no idea, you know, what it was like for the fans. I really didn't. And I would come on here every week and talk about fans this and fans this, and I had no clue, you know. I did learn this, though, that when you're taking the light rail south, you want the Cromwell exit, okay, or station. You know, you don't want to go down to BWI.
Yeah,
that adds some time onto your trip. But it's just been an adjustment for me. You know,
I mean, look, there's you and I were talking about it because of, you know, I live down in Glen Burnie.
Yeah,
and you,
yeah.
You know, with the situation of the Key Bridge going down, and now what happens with the 895? It's my wife's a nurse at Hopkins, and she works overnights. And I told you, I said now with the Key Bridge gone. The Orioles playing a home game, and that's right around. It should take her 20, 25 minutes to get to work with no traffic. Now, with a little bit, okay, I'm listening to you. It takes her well over an hour to get to work now.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's not even like there's nothing you can do about it. You didn't move an hour away. The hour came to you and then took it away, you know? So
now we're here to talk out of Washington. Well, we might not pay for it. It's a federal highway.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it. You know? I mean, there's no option here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I just get so sick of it all. I really do. I'm glad I don't do news. I'm glad I don't have to deal with politicians and politics. And because it just, anymore, all it does is make people fight. And on my Saturday show, I just banned it. I will ban a caller who says anything political. It's just poison right now.
Bruce, the one thing I said, and I think it's true, I think you have a better chance of changing someone's religion than you do their political affiliation right now.
Right now, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it reminds me of World War I, where you had a trench on this side and a trench on this side and no man's land in the middle. That's American politics right now, and that's why I don't want to deal with it at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.